All right, good morning, good morning. And continuing on over here, and we are holding on Nun Hey Omud Beis. And let's see where we're holding. One second. Nun Hey Omud Beis, I believe. Okay. So let's get started. The Gemara, we're holding about halfway down. The Gemara says, trying to find the place over here. We're broadcasting from Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh. Okay, so let's start back up. Let's start from the Gemara. Pasach Iduch, about halfway down the big one, the big lines, exactly halfway in the middle of the page. Omar Hayman de Cholish Yoy Mekama, a person who gets sick on the very first day, Loy Ligli Kehechi de Loy Lisra Mazla, he should not tell people so that his mazel does not get ruined. Mikan Ve'ilach, after that first day, Ligli, he should tell people. Ki Hada Rava, like Rava, Ki Havei Cholish Yoy Mekama, on the first day that he would get sick, Loy Megali, he did not tell people. Mikan Ve'ilach, from then on, Omar Lil Shama, he was to tell his Shamash, Puk, go out, and Achris, tell, announce to everybody, Rava Cholish, that Rava is sick. Mandi Rachim, he who loves me, Liboy Olai Rachim, he should ask for mercy from you. Man, the son of he who hates me, lichdili, he should be happy. And it says, do not be happy when your enemy falls. When he goes down, do not let your heart rejoice. End of the pasuk. And therefore, Hashem might see you being besimcha, and then he might actually save me. Shmuel, when he would see chalma bisha, when he would see a bad dream, he would say to him, Omar, he would say, they don't mean anything. And when he would see a good dream, when he would see a good dream, Omar, fake. It says, I will speak to them through a dream. So he would take the good ones and throw out the bad ones. Rava, Ramiksiv. Rava asked the steer in the Pesuk in the same steer. The same kasha as Shmuel had, except he answers like kasha. It depends. If the dream is given through a malach, then ataka means something. If it's given through a shade, then ataka doesn't mean anything. And nowadays, we can assume that at least some of the dreams that we have are, if not nothing at all, because they're just what you think about. Like the Chazon Ish says, most of our dreams nowadays you don't have to worry about. But even if it does mean something, it could be that it's from a shade. And therefore, you don't have to be too nervous about a bad dream. But it can't hurt to say what the Gemara said before. Chamata v'chazoi. Amar of Biznapar Zavda Amar of Yakiva. Ah, Amar of Panda, Amar of Nochem, Amar of Biram, Mishim Zokin Echadumani, and who was that? Rabbi Benoah. Ezrim V'arba, Apois V'chalim, Esoy Yerushalayim. There are 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Pam Achas Chilam Tichalim. One time I dreamt a dream, V'halachti Eitzel Kulam. I went to all of them. Masha Pasar Lizeh, Loi Pasar Lizeh. And what this one interpreted for me, that one did not. In other words, everybody gave their own version of what the interpretation might be. V'kulim Nizkayamavu, and all of them were Mekayim. L'kayim Ashenemar, to be Mekayim, what we said earlier, Kolachalim Esoychim Achar Habeh. All dreams go after the way they are interpreted. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It says, to be kaim ha'shin ne'mar, to be mekayim the pasuk. Is that a pasuk? The Gemara says, and yes, it is. How do we know that all dreams go after the pasuk, go after the way they're interpreted? Is there a pasuk about that? Yes, he says, yes. Shin ne'mar, as it states in the pasuk. And as it states in the pasuk, and as he interpreted it to us, so it came true. This is obviously talking about where the Sar Mashkim told the king, the Melech Pare, that Yosef HaTzadik knows how to interpret dreams. As long as you interpret it, it's got to have some shaykhis. As we'll see in the coming Bletta, they're going to describe different explanations of how the interpret. You can't just say, oh, he means he's going to be king tomorrow, and he's going to get a huge boat and all his dreams, etc. No, he can't say that. It has to have shaykhis to the dream. Shenemar ish kechaloy boy posar, as it states, and as each person, he was interpreted it as the dream was. Vayar Sar Oifim, and the Sar Oifim saw that he interpreted it properly. Minoyoda, how do we know that he interpreted it properly? Amar Belozer Melamed Shekol Echad Echad Herehu Chaloy Ma Yupisur Chaloy Mishel Chaveri. We see from here that each of them, the Sar Mashkim, the Sar Oifim, they each dreamed the dream, and then they dreamed the interpretation of their friend's dream, and they obviously couldn't remember it, otherwise they would have helped each other out. L'chayra, unless they just didn't feel the need to help each other out. But once they saw Yosef explaining the other person's dream, he's like, yeah, that's Takap Shat. Oh wow, he's not a good interpreter, and then he brought his own problem. The Sar Oifim brought his own problem to him. If a person wakes up, and lo and behold, a pasuk had fallen into his mouth. This is considered a mild nevuah. There are three nevuahs three dreams that are mekayim. The chalim shel shachas, a chalim that a person has right before he wakes up in the morning. The chalim shel chalim lechaveri, or a dream that some of his friend dreamt about him. The chalim shel niftar betoy chalim, or a dream that was interpreted in a dream. There are those that say af chalim shel nishne, or a chalim that was repeated. Shenemar, as it says, va'al hashonas hachalim, and on the repetition of the chalim. And of course, we know all these stories about how the guy came to him in a dream. He didn't think about it. The next day he came back, etc. They don't show a person a dream except what he was thinking about by himself. As it states in the pasuk, "Ant Malka Rayonecha al Mishkavcha Saliku." As it states in the pasuk, "You, the king, your thoughts on your bed is what's coming out." The things of your heart, another, will become known. They don't show a person a golden tree, unless you're thinking about golden trees, but I guess people don't usually think about that thing. Or an elephant that is being forced through an eye of a needle. So that is the proof that people only think about the things that they dream about, the things that they think about. Continues the Gemara, Amar Lei Kesar L'Rabbi Yehoshua Bar Chananya, the Caesar, the king of Rome, said to Rabbi Yehoshua Bar Chananya, Amrisa Dechakmisa Tuva, they tell me about you that you're a very smart person. Emily, please tell me, what am I going to see in my dream? So obviously there's no way to tell, but what he did was he set him up that he should see the following thing. He told him a crazy thing, and this way the Caesar would think about it the entire day, and when the night would come, that would be what he would dream about. And indeed, that's what happened. Amalei, he told him, Chazei, so you're going to see the Mishachri Loch Parsoi. You're going to see that the Persians, that right now you're in a fight with them, they're going to force you to work. The Mishachri, they're going to force you to work. The Garbibach. And they're going to the garbibach, I guess, force you to work or drag you. He says over here in the Hagoyes Miranchberg, it says the Hagoyes Miranchberg, he says it could be a lashem mishicha. They're going to drag you, force you to work, and the raya b'chol shiksei b'chutu de dahava, and they're going to give you. They're going to give you to, you're going to have to take golden sticks, and you're going to have to be a shepherd for Shiksi, for these creepy crawly creatures with a golden stick. So what, that's as pretty far out type of thing. So obviously here Kula Yema, the entire day he was dreaming, he was thinking about it, and Taka La Orte Chaza, and that evening he saw such a thing. And similar story, Amalei Shavur Malka. The Shavur Malka was the Melech of Persia. So told Shmuel, the Shmuel, Amritz Decha Kamisa Tuta, they tell me that you're very smart. Tell me what I'm going to see tonight. Which is a funny way to, like, do you expect him to know what you're going to dream about? He didn't say he's smart, he can figure out a Rubik's Cube. But who says he's a Navi? It's an interesting question, because they weren't out to get him. So Amalei, he told him, Chazeis, you're going to see the Asu Ramoi. You're going to see that the Romans are going to come. V'shavulcha, they're going to put you, capture you. V'toach anibach kash yaisav b'reichai d'dahava. And they're going to force you to grind in a grinder. That's tochani, like to grind. Kash yaisav is pits of a date in a golden mill. So again, here Herkul Yemi, he thought about this entirely. Obviously, a golden mill doesn't exist, because gold is the softest metal there is. And Ula Orte Chaza, and in the evening, Itaka saw something like that. Barhedya, Mafshir Chal Mahavi, but the Gemara starts on a long story over here. Barhedya was a dream interpreter, and Mandi Ahivli Agra, he who would give him money, Mefashle Lim Al Yusa, he would give him a good interpretation of the dream. Umandala Yohivli Agra, somebody who did not give him money, Mefashle Ligri Usa, he would give him a bad interpretation of the dream. The Gemara says, Abai Varava Chazichalm, Abai Varava both saw a dream. Abai Yohivle Zuza, Abai used to pay him, Varava Lo Yohiv Zuza, and Varava Lo Yohivle, and Rava did not used to pay him. So Amalei, and they both, and for some reason, they both dreamed the same dream, but what Barhedya did was he translated each dream differently. Amrlei Akrin Becham, they told him, Akrin Becham, we read the following pasuk in our dream. Shorcha tavuach leinecha, your shor will be slaughtered in front of you, and you will not be able to eat it. LeRava, so to Rava, who did not pay him, he translated it for the bad. Amrlei Pasid Iskach, your business is going to fail. VeLoyahani leLemechel Meutz VeDelibach, you're not going to be able to eat because you're going to be so depressed. LaAbaya Amar LaAbaya says Marvach Iskach, your dream, your business is going to be so successful. VeLoyahani leLemechel, and you're not going to be able to eat Meched VeDelibach, and because because you're going to be so super happy. Okay? I'm really another story. Akrin, they read Bonimu Bonus Toilet, you're going to have children, and the rest of the pasuk reads, and they're not going to be for you because they're going to be taken into capture. L'Rava Amarle, Kivishu say. To Rava, he explained it. Well, the pasuk sounds like it sounds. It sounds like your children are going to be captured. L'Abaya Amarle, the Abaya says, even though it's a bad pasuk, it really means good. You know what it means? B'nachu B'nasach L'Fishin, you're going to have so many sons. Uminisadban B'nasach L'Alma, and you're going to marry your daughters. Your daughters are all going to get married. Umidamian B'apach K'dika Ozlin B'shivya. And it's going to, since you're going to be so, and since you're giving your daughters away, quote unquote, so it's going to look like you are giving your daughters away, it's gonna look like it, as if they got captured. But really, you just got a bunch of son-in-laws. Okay? Another story. So it's a great way to flip the dream, to flip the pasuk. Akarin, another pasuk. Your son and daughters will be given to another nation. La'abaye, who paid him, Amarle, Barhevia told him, you're gonna have so many sons or daughters, and you're gonna want to marry them off to your relatives. At Amrit L'Krivach, but your wife is gonna push that she wants them to marry her relatives. In other words, your sons are gonna be so awesome that everybody's gonna be running after them. You're gonna want to marry them off to your relatives. V'hi Amar L'Krivach, and she's gonna say, marry them to my relatives. V'avka v'achpa lach, and she's gonna force you, v'yavis lachin L'Krivach, and she's gonna make you marry them to her relatives. D'havika Amacher, and it's gonna look like, and it's gonna feel a little bit like an amacher. So even though it's a bad pasuk, nevertheless, it's not the worst thing in the world. Ula Rava, for Rava, Amalei, he said, Debisu Shechiva, your wife, Rachman Alatlan, is gonna die. Va'asu b'nei u'b'nasei l'idei itzach ritin, and you're gonna remarry. And it's the woman who's gonna take care of them, or maybe not remarry, but whoever's gonna take care of them, it's gonna be like to them as if somebody else is, yeah, it sounds like from the next line it's going to be that you're going to remarry, and that is like a stepmom is a different nation. The Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rav, my dechsev, what does it say in the pasuk, Banecha u'b'neisecha nesunim la'am acher, what does that mean? It means zu'eshes ha'av, your sons and daughters will be la'eshes, will be for somebody else, it means to a second wife, and that is what's going to happen to you, Rava, because you didn't pay me. Akun b'chal, now of course he didn't tell him every time, as well. We'll see the end of the Gemara. Akun b'chal, when we read, both of them came again, we read in our dreams, it's amazing how this happened again and again. Go and eat your bread. Your business is going to prosper. And you're going to eat and drink out of simcha. I guess not as good as before, where he wasn't able to eat. And you're going to read this pasuk from the joy of your heart. And the Rav Amalei pasid isgach, your business is going to fail. And you're going to slaughter, and you're not going to be able to eat and drink. And you're going to read this pasuk. To flip over, to calm down your worry, your fear. By the way, as an aside, so how do we understand what's going on over here? I mean, is somebody else able to? So, obviously, there's a couple of things to keep in mind. I mean, Rava knows, obviously, every ounce of pain and subsequent service to Hashem that happens on this world is paid for. So, if Abaya had great things happen to him and he served Hashem amazingly, but Rava had terrible things happen to him and he served Hashem amazingly, obviously, the film Sarah Agra and Rava would get more sechar. And this world is really a computer game. I'm saying it's just different levels. So Abai was on this level and it was good, and Rav was on that level. Now, of course, we don't want things bad to happen. But so long as the service is the same, so then technically on this world, Rava got the better end of the deal. And as an Agav, Rava, we paskin like Rava, not Abai, generally. So Yesh La'ayin. Also, yeah, there's another thing that perhaps one can say, that this is the way Hashem wanted it to happen. So that's why he caused Rava not to pay. You couldn't, you know, a guy hits somebody else. So we say that, okay, Hashem wanted him to hit somebody else. It could be, now, of course, that guy is still chayav because for hitting him. And Barhedia is going to pay dearly for all that he did. But nevertheless, we could say perhaps that this is what was supposed to happen. Continuing on, Akrin, and we read in the pasuk, Zera Rav Toitzi Asad, that there will be a lot of produce in the field. However, you're only going to get a little bit because the grasshoppers are going to eat it. So Abaya Amalei Mereisha. Abaya says, Abaya said only the first part of the pasuk means something. There'll be a lot of crops. And L'Rava Amalei L'Seifa. L'Rava, he said to him from the Miseifa, the crop, from the end of the pasuk, that it says that there will be a lot of grasshoppers. Okay, another pasuk. Akrinan, we read in the pasuk, Zaysim Yu, Lacha Bechol Gvulech, you will have a lot of olives. And however, the pasuk says that you will not be able to gather any shemen from it because the Zaysim will fall. Again, Lorbaya Amalei Mereisha. Abaye said, he told the first part of the pasuk is the main part of the pasuk. That's the only thing that counts. Lorava Amalei Mesefa. Lorava, he said to him from the Seifa. The last part of the pasuk is what counts. You're going to lose all your olives. Another pasuk. Akrinan, we read in the pasuk, Vorokal Amei Haaretz, and all of the nations will see. What is the reward? And Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that Hashem's name is written on you. And we say this by tefillin, by the way. If a person wears tefillin, then it's the Yirum Mech, and they will fear from you. I was thinking about this Pasuk Agav this morning, or actually yesterday morning when I was wearing my tefillin on the plane. I was wondering if people are fearing me. But nobody, you know, said anything. La Abaye, Amar Le Tabaye, they said, Nafik La Shema, Duresh Mesif, according to the Abaye, he said, Nafik La Shema, you're going to get a great name, Duresh Mesif Tavai, is that you are the head of your Roshiva. Ve Masva Nafalas Ba'alma, and people are going to fear you. La Rava Amar Le, Badiyana De Malke Idbar. To Rava, he explained, you know what's going to happen to you? Okay, here, get this. The treasure house of the king is going to be broken into. Umitfast beganve, and you're going to be chosen, you're going to be arrested as the ganef. And everybody's going to say, wow, if Rava can steal and get arrested, then who knows what's going to happen to us. So people are going to fear because of you. The machar, the next day, taka idbar b'dayana demalka, there was a break-in in the courtyards. V'also v'tafsila the Rava, and they arrested Rava. V'amrilan, another dream that they saw. Chazon chasa, we saw chazon as we saw chasa apum done. We saw a vegetables like lettuce and whatnot grow. Chasa is lettuce growing on a barrel. La Abaye, who paid him, Amarle with Barhedia translated for him. If iskach kechasa, your iskach, your business represented by the barrel, because he was in the guest wine business, is going to. It's going to be doubled over. Just like a lettuce leaf is doubled over, so too will your profits double. L'rava amar, morer iskach kichasa. Your business, which is also wine, will become bitter like lettuce. The Gemara continues, Amrile, they told him, Chazon, we saw Bisra al Pumdane. We saw meat on the top of our barrels. La Abai, Amarle, he told him, Basim Chamrach. Your wine is going to become sweet. And everybody's going to come and buy meat and wine from you. You're going to open a meat store now. L'rava amalei, L'rava says, Takif chamrach, your wine is going to ruin. And people are going to have to buy meat in order to eat your wine. It's going to be horrible. Amalei, they told him, Chazon chavisa de tali bedikla. We saw a barrel that was hanging on a palm tree. Abaye, he told them, Amalei, you know what that means? The interpretation of your dream is midle iskach kedikla. Your business, which is the wine business, is going to midle. It's going to go up kedikla. It's going to the prices are going to skyrocket just like a tall palm tree. And Lurava Amalei, Lurava, who saw the exact same dream, but since he didn't pay him, he translated it for the bad like all these other dreams. He said chali iskach ketamri. Your business, which is in the wine business as well, is going to become super sweet, but way too sweet, like tamarim that grow on a dates that grow on a palm tree, and they're too sweet, and nobody's gonna want to buy. Because it's too, nobody's gonna want to buy it. Okay. Continuing on, Amrile, they said another dream. Chazon rumbana de kotri apumdani. We saw in our dreams pomegranates that were growing on the barrels. What is this interpretation? The Abaye, Amrile, Abaye, he said, Oshik iskach kirumana. You will be able to sell your business like a rimon, just like a rimon is expensive, so too your business will go up in price. Ulurava Amarle, Kavai iskach kirumana. Your business, the wine, will be hated by people just like a rimon has a sharp taste. And therefore, because of that, it's going to be sold cheap and you're going to lose out. Another dream, Amrile Chazon Chavisa de Nafala Biro. We saw a barrel that fell into a pit. La Abaye Amrile to Abaye says, Mitbo'i Iskoch. Your business, your wine, will be requested. Everybody's going to request it. Everybody's going to be asking to buy it. Just like this Chavis just like a barrel that fell into the bar where everybody's looking to find it. Kida Omar, as people say, Nafel Pita Bebira, Velo Yishtakach. People say, my bread fell into this bar and it's not found. Let's find it. So everybody's going to be looking after your barrel. Le Rava Omar Le Rava, he said, Pasad Iskach Bishadis Lebira. Your wine is bad. Let's just throw it into the pit. By the way, we see from here that if a person has a dream, if he could, he could switch it to Toy, if he could try to figure out what's, you know, Roy to translate it as. And maybe say good things. I interpret this dream as follows. Even though the Gemara said earlier that you have to know how to interpret things, but it can't hurt to do it. You see, you can be quite liberal in the explanations. Although, and again, if you were able to, you see, you could be quite liberal in explanations. The Rava and Abaye saw another dream together. Again, it's amazing that they kept having the same dream together. Amrile Chazimir Bar Chamor Dekoy Aizdon. We saw a chamor that was standing on top of us, Benoyer, and braying. La Abaye, Amrile Dabaye, he said, Malka Havis, you're going to be a king, literally, but it means Rosh Hashiva. Vikoy Amoyro Aloch, and a loudspeaker, a person who has a loud voice, will stand next to you or on you in order to, like a donkey braying. The Rava Amale Peter Chamor Gohid Mitvilach. The Rava, he said, listen, that's a hard one to translate bad. So what I'll tell you it is that as a Peter Chamor, the word Peter Chamor is missing from your tefillin. Amale, did you chazi levi? Say, what are you talking about? I checked my tefillin and it was there. It's got to be that the vav is missing. The soif, afterwards, azul Rava lechudei legabe. Afterwards, Abaye stopped going to him for some reason, and Rava continued going. Amalei chazoi dosha. We can think of a lot of reasons for that. But amalei chazoi dosha berei asa denafel. I saw the outer wall of my house fell down. Amalei ishtecha shachva means your wife is gonna die. Amalei chazoi ka I saw kakei veshine denosor. I saw my teeth, my molars, and my front teeth fall out. Amalei benachu benasach shachvan means your daughter, sons and daughters will die. I saw two birds flying away. You're going to have to divorce two women. As it says in the pasuk, a person's wife is called Yoinosi Tamosi. I saw two pieces, two heads of a turnip. You're going to get two hits today. You're going to get two hits. So Rava was scared. He didn't want to get hit. Azul Rava, Hauyam. Rava went. The Yosef Ebay Midrasha Kuliyam. He sat in the base manager the entire day. Suddenly, Ishkach Anu Trey Sagi Nohara. He found two blind people. Sagi Nohara is a way we say too much light. In other words, they're blind. It's a nice way of saying it. The Havi Kaminsu Bahadadid, they were fighting. Azul Rava Le Parakinu. Rava went to separate them. Umachulu Rava Trey. And each one hit Rava. Boink, boink. Dalu Le Mechuya Achrita. They lifted their hand to hit him again. And Omar, Mistayaya, Trey Chazoy. It's enough. I only saw two in my dream. You can't hit me again. L'soif, afterwards, also Rava Liyahavai Agra. Rava kept going to get his dreams interpreted, but he started paying him. Omar Le, suddenly Barhehe started to change the tune for the better. Chazoy Ashita Denafal, he said, I saw a wall fall down. Omar Le, Nechosim Bali Mitzorim Kuni, so you're going to buy tons of property, and they're going to be never ending without a wall. Omar Le, Chazoy Apadna Da Abai Denafal, the Kasian Avke, I saw Abai's palace is going to fall, and it's going to be covered with dust. Omar Le, Abai Shachiv, Abai is going to be die, and his yeshiva will come to you. I saw my palace now fall down. And everybody came and took one brick by one brick. It means that everybody's going to take away pieces, and everybody all over the world is going to say over your Torah. They're taking each brick as much from another memra. I saw in a dream that my head split open and my brain or whatever fell out. Omale, it just means udri mi be sajanav. This was a hard one. He's like, well, probably it means your pillow was losing its feathers. Omale, akruyin halela mitzra bechelma. I was reading halal, which is the whole halal. In Omale, halal of Mitzrayim. That's what it means. It means the whole halal. Omale, it means nisa mitzracha shilach. You know what it means? It means that you're going to have great miracles happen to you. Okay. Havik Azul Bahadei Ba'arba. They were Barhedya and Rava were going together in a boat. And Barhedya remembered that he just translated for Rava that there's gonna be miracles. He's like, okay, that probably means something's gonna happen terrible, and Rava's gonna need a miracle to get him out of it. So what do I need to be on a boat with him for? Amar Bahadei Gavra, to be with a man, to Mismachis Lenisa, that a miracle's gonna happen to him. Lamali, what do I need that? Bahadei Dekasolik, so he was running off the boat. Nafel Sifremine, his book of how to translate dreams fell down. Ashkeche Rava. Rava found it, and he opened it up to see whose it was, I guess. The Chazit Havik Sivbe, and he saw on page one, Kol Hachaloi Mois Hoyuchin Achar HaPeh. All dreams go after how they are interpreted. Omar, he said, Rasha, you wicked man, B'didach Kaima, it was up to you. All these times that you translated to be bad, it was because you decided that. V'tzi'artan Kuliha, you gave me so much pain. Kulu Machil Melach, I'm Meichel everything. Bar mi bar Tei de Rav Chista, except from the fact that you made me lose my wife, the daughter of Rav Chista, because according to your interpretation, she died. Yeh Rava, it should be Hashem's will, the Limsar Hu Gavra, that Hashem should put this person, he should give him over, Lidei de Malkusa, to the Loi Merachemu Ale, to the king, to the government who's not going to have any mercy on you. Omar, so Barhedya said to himself, My Avid, what am I supposed to do? Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, the Kilas Chacham Afilu Bechinam Hiba'a, that the curse of a Chacham comes even Bechinam, even if he did nothing wrong. The Kol Shekein Rava, and certainly the curse of Rava, the Bedina Kaloit, where he rightfully cursed me. Omar Ekel Ekum, let me get up, V'igli, let me go into Galus, because perhaps by going into Galus, it would be as if I died. The Omar Mar, Galus Mechaperas Ovin, Galus is Mechaperas Sin. Come, and he got up in Galil Bei Ramay, and he ran to Rome to put himself in Galus. Okay, also, the story doesn't end there. The Gemara continues. He went. Yosef Apischa Derish Tur Zina Demalka. He went. Barhedya went, and he was sitting on the minister in charge of the king's the butler, the minister of the minister in charge of the king's clothing. So Reish Tur Zina Chazechama, and this minister saw a dream. Omar Le, Chazoy Chama, the oil machta be'ezbo Isa. I saw in my dream, a needle went into my finger. What's the explanation for this dream? Omar Le, Havli, Zunza, can you give me a dollar? Veloy Havle, he did not give him. So, Loy Omar Le, Veloy Midi, he did not translate him anything. Omar Le, the next day he said, Chazoy Dinafel Tichla Betartin Ezbo Isa. This time he saw a worm eating two of my fingers. Omar Leh, Havli Zuza, again, give me a dollar. Veloya Havli, he didn't give it to him. And Loya Omar Leh, again, he didn't translate it for him. A third try. Omar Leh, Chazoy, Dinafal Tichla B'kuli Yada. I saw in my dream that worms were eating my entire hand. Omar Leh, he said, Nafal Tichla B'kuli Shiroi. You know what that means? This time he didn't even ask for money. He just said, you know what it means? It means that there were worms in the entire outfits, in all of the outfits of the king. So, Shami B'malka, the king heard that his entire wardrobe was destroyed. They brought the minister of dressing, and Kokatli, they were going to kill him. And Amr, this minister said, Amr Amoy, what are you doing with me? Amr, bring this one who knew about it, and he didn't say anything about it. So Aisuhu le Barhedya, they brought Barhedya of Amrile, and they told him, Amtu Zuzididach, because of your little dollar that you wanted to save, Charvu, you caused a destruction of the king's Shiroi de Malka. You caused the destruction of all of the king's clothes, silks. So Kafisu, so they put him to death in the most horrible way. Tariq Kafisu, they bent over Train Arze Bechavla, two cedars with ropes. And they bent the tree over to the ground. Asur chad kari l'chad arza. They tied one of Barhedya's feet to one tree. V'chad kari l'chad arza. And one of Barhedya's feet to the other tree. V'sharu l'chavla. And they let the v'sharu l'chavla. And they let the rope. They let the rope go. Ad its talik reishi until it split his head. Also, kolchad b'chad v'koma duchte, and because each tree snapped back to its place at a super fast speed, but it's talik v'nufel b'train, and he split and fell into two parts. So that was his ignoble end. The Gemara continues with another story about the translation of dreams. Sho'ol ben Dama ben Achoisei shel Rabbi Shmuel. Ben Dama, the Ben Achoisei, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, asked Rabbi Shmuel, Ra'isi shnei lecha yaya yishenoshu, I saw my two jaws fall out. What's the dream? He said, what happened was two soldiers, or people in charge in Rome, had bad plans for you. However, Vamesu, the fact that they fell out is a sign that they died. So here again, it sounds like a bad dream, but in the reality was it was translated for good and it meant good. Again, Amalei Bar Kappa LeRabbi, Ra'isi Chit Misha Noshar, I see my nose fall out. Amalei, Charoin Af Nistalik Mimech. There's going to be a Charoin Af Kas, which we refer to as Charoin Af, which is Hashem's anger, fell away from you. Again, he took what seemed bad and he changed it for the good. A third Gemara, Amalei, Ra'isi Shnei Yodai Shenechtechu, I saw my two hands cut off. Amalei, Shaloitit Starach, my Siyadech, you're not going to need to work anymore. Another intuit, a great interpretation. A third one, a fourth one. Amalei ra'isi shnei raglei sheniktu. I saw my two feet cut off. Amalei al sus atarechev. You're gonna ride a horse from now on. You're not gonna need your feet. Chazoy, but it doesn't mean that you're gonna lose your feet. Chazoy da amalei ba'adar misas v'nisan lechazesa. He said, I saw a statement. In Adar, I'm gonna die, and I'm not gonna see Nisan. Amalei, that means ba'adrusas misas. Ba'adrusas means in super covered, you're gonna die. Ooh, and Veloy osis lidei nisoyan, and you're not going to have a nisoyan from the word nisan. Oh my lehahu tzeduki l'Rabbi Shmuel. Certain tzeduki said to Rabbi Shmuel, "Risa shani mashkel shemen lezesim." I was feeding shemen to oil, which usually comes out of olives. I was feeding it to the olives. Oh my leh, that, you know what that means? I hate to say this, but it means bo'al imai. That means you were had relations with your mother. Amalei, he said, okay, Chazoy the Kotif Likoychava. I saw that I grabbed a star. Amalei, you know what that means? Bar Yisrael Ganavta, it means you kidnapped a kid, a Jew. Amalei, Chazoy the Bolati Likoychava. Then I saw that I swallowed that star. Amalei, you know what that means? Bar Yisrael Zavante Achalte Lidme. You sold that Jew and you ate the profits. You ate the money. You bought stuff and ate the money. I saw my eyes that were kissing each other. Amarlay, he said, that the dream is your two eyes are from the same body. And the fact that they were kissing each other shows that you had relations with your sister. So besides your mother, you had relations with your sister. Amarlay, Chazoy did Nashki Siara. I saw myself kissing the moon. Amarlay, you know what that means? Baal Eishes Yisrael. That means you had relations with a Jewish girl who is married. The moon is a remez for a Jewish girl, a married Jewish girl. Amalei, Chazoy, I saw the Darichna Betuna Da'asa. I saw in my dream that I was walking in the shade of a hadas tree, of a myrtle tree. Amalei, he said to him, the shade of the myrtle tree is marumas to a naira hamurasa, is marumas to a girl who is engaged to be married. Why? Because they used to give these kalas, like a kala, they used to give these kalas hadasim. And therefore, the fact that you're walking on it is a remez that bo al naira hamurasa, you had relations with a naira murasa. This guy was definitely promiscuous, number one. Amalei chazoy tuna me'iloi v'hu mitatoi. I saw, in that dream that I saw that I was walking on this, the shade, I saw that the shade was on top of me, actually. And he responded that the manner that you were boil her with, Amalei Mishkevach Hafuch, when you had relations with that Nara Murasa, she was on top and you were on bottom. Amalei Chazot, that was Marumas in his dream with the manner of the shade. The shade was like that. Amalei Chazoy Orbi Dahadri Lipuria. I saw many of these ravens that were flapping around my bed. You think you were the only promiscuous one? Your wife has also been with a bunch of men, and those ravens around your bed signify the ravens, other men around your wife. I saw many pigeons or doves coming to my bed. You were with many women. I saw that I took two women and they flew away from me. You married two women, and you sent them away without a get. Amalecha zoyde kalifna bay. I don't know why the guy kept coming back to it. He wasn't like embarrassed at any point, but Amalecha zoyde kalifna bay. I saw that I was peeling eggs. I was shelling eggs. Amalei shichvi kol mishlachas. You took off the clothes of dead people. Amalei, whoa, whoa, whoa. At this point, he got embarrassed. Taka, cool. Who is Nuhubi? Everything else you said, I was right. Bar mehe bar, except for mehadaleisa. This one is not there. He was so embarrassed. He said it's not true. This last one is not true. Suddenly, adahachi vahachi, I see I itta. A certain lady came for Amrle, and she says to him, "Excuse me, where'd you get that cloak from? Hi glima de mikasa. This cloak that you're covering yourself with, the gavra pleni he demisva ashalchate. It's a certain person who died, and you stripped him of it." Omar lei. So Rabbi, so the Siddurki said to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazoy, see here now, the Amrili Shivaklak Avuk Nichsi. New story. He said another thing. They in my dream they said that my father told me that the Amrili people told me that my father left me some property, be kaputki. So what does that mean? Amar lei is bechanich. Said the kaputki. Do you have any property there? Amar lei lo. He says no. I've never. Azol vuchlet the kaputki. Did your father ever go there? Amar lei lo. No, we've never been there. So im kein. You know what the kaputki means? Kappa means kashura. It's a beam. And deka means asara. So kaputki means the tenth beam. Go to your house. Look at the tenth beam over there. Zil chazik kappah deresh asara. And you'll see shehi melei azuzi. It's full of money. Azol he went. Ashkech he found shehi melei azuzi. It was taka mea full of money. Amr Bechanina, Rabbi Chanina says, Haraya Be'er, if somebody sees, now we're going to see if a person sees any of these things in a dream, then it's taka, a good sign. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Haraya Be'er Bechalem, if somebody sees a pit in his dream, Raya Sholem, it means he's going to have peace, he's seeing peace. Shenemar, Vayachpru Avdi Yitzchak Benochal, as it says that the servants of Yitzchak dug in the valley over there, Vayimtsu, and they found a Be'er Mayim Chayim. And that eventually caused him to make a peace treaty, and therefore that's why it's a cause of peace. Rabbi Nasan Amar Matzah Torah means he's going to find Torah, as it says, Shenemar Ki Moitzoi Matzah Chayim, as it says, and the finder of Torah will find Chayim, and it says, V'chiv Be'er Mayim Chayim. So Chayim over there is put Chaim over here, and therefore seeing a Be'er is like finding Torah. Rava Amar Chaim Mamash, it means actual life. Another Gemara. Amar Rava Chanan says, Shalosh Shalom Maisein. There are three types of dreams that if a person sees them, they mean Shalom. And the following there, Nohar, a ked, a river, Sipor, a bird, a kedera, and a kettle. So I think there's a book about that, right? The river, the bird, and the kettle, something like that. Nahar, as it states, Tichsiv, Hinini Noite Alehak Nahar Shalom. Nahar, as it states, and I will spread about them, the river of peace. Vitzipur Tichsiv, Kitziparim, Ofes, Kain Yogain Hashem Tzavakois. And the Pasuk finishes, Al Yerushalayim Goran, Vihitza Pasach, Vihimlet. That the bird is going to chirp about Hashem's protecting Yerushalayim. And the kettle, Tichsiv, Kdeir, Tichsiv, Hashem Tizbe Shalom, Lono Hashem will pour us peace. So we see Hashem's going to pour peace. Continuing on, says the Gemara, Amar Bechaninu, Bekedera Shein Babasa Sheninu, it's got to be a kettle that doesn't have any meat in it. Shenemar Uparsu Kasher Basir Ukubasa B'toch Kalachas. So, as it says, and in a different pasuk, this is a pasuk in Micha, it says that the Rishoim are the same way that you chop up meat to put it into a kalachas, to cook it. So too will the Rishaim, I believe, get punished. And therefore, if a person sees meat in a pan, that's not a good sign. Amar Bishu ben Levi, Haroya Nahar Bechaloim, if a person sees a river in his dream, Yashkin V'yemer, he should get up and he should say the following pasuk. Hinini Nota, since river can have two connotations, therefore, by getting up and saying this pasuk, you're basically saying that this the river is going to be used for a good connotation. As it says in the pasuk, Amar Bishu ben Levi, Haroya Nahar Bechaloim, Yashkin V'yemer, he should get up and say, Hinini Nota Aleha Kenahar Shalom. He should say that pasuk. Kodem she yakdmenu pasuk acher, before a different pasuk comes, which is the pasuk of Ki Yavoi Nahar Kenahar Tsar, a thin river. So It's bad. Similarly, the bird also. He should say that pasuk that we said, Yashkin v'yemer ketziparim ofes kin yogin, as the birds fly, so to Hashem should protect Klal Yisrael. Kodim she'ekta menu pasuk achar, before the second pasuk, which also has a bird in it, ketzipor nededas minakina, like a ketzipor who's wandering from her nest. And a rekedeir b'chalim, Yashkin v'yemer Hashem tisbais shalom lono, Hashem should pour us peace. Kodim she'ekta menu pasuk achar, before the second pasuk of sefais asir sefais. So we see that it has two connotations. Additional Gemaras. If somebody sees grapes in his dream, Yashkin v'yemer, he should get up and say, Ka'anovin b'midbar, just like grapes in a midbar, so too is Klal Yisrael. Koidim shi'ek t'minu pasuk, before a different pasuk, which is mashma raz, it says, Anovemoy inve roish ashkelis merar lamas, it says the grapes were bitter. Haroya har b'chalim, if somebody sees a mountain in his dream, Yashkin v'yemer, he should get up and say, Ma'novu al ha'horim raglim v'vaser, which is going to say, Mashmi Hashem, we're going to hear peace and proclaim goodness and proclaim Yeshua. And before the second pasuk, that's the end of that pasuk. Kodim she'ek menu pasuk achar, before a second pasuk is at al ha'horim es abechi v'nehi, on the mountains, I'm going to have wailing and moaning. Haroya shayfer b'chalim, if somebody sees a shayfer in his chalim, yashkin v'yemer, you should get up and say, v'haya b'yemahu, you talk about shayfer gadol, which is obviously heralding the coming of Mashiach. Kodim she'ek menu pasuk achar, tiku shayfer b'giv'ah, as it says, blow a shayfer and give'ah, which is a pasuk of punishments. Alright, Kelev Bechalim, if somebody sees a dog in his dream, Yashkin v'yemer l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'echer etzkev l'shoyni, and for all of Klal Yisrael, should not have a Kelev, should not bark. Kodim she'ekt menu pasuk acha, before the second pasuk of ha'kalovim azay nefesh, before the second pasuk of dogs who are brazen. Haroya ari b'chalim, if somebody sees a lion in his dream, Yashkin v'yemer should get up and say, Arye shog milo yira, a lion roars, who's not afraid. Kodim she'ekt menu pasuk acha, before a second pasuk comes, it says, Ola arye mesubkai. So again, the idea of all these things is that there's a lion can have good connotation and bad connotation. So by saying this pasuk, you're basically interpreting it for the good, and it will refer to it will be able to be explained in a good manner rather than in a scary manner. Haraya tigalachas b'chalim, if somebody sees getting his hair shorn, a haircut in a dream, Yashkin v'yemer, he should say, v'yikalach v'yichalek sim loisav, by Yosef Atzadik, where he got a haircut and he changed his clothes. Kodim she'ekti menu pasuk achar, im gulachti v'sor m'meni koichi, and I lost my koichis. Haraya be'er b'chalim, if somebody sees a be'er, a spring in his dream, Yashkin v'yemer be'er mayim chayim, he should say the pasuk of be'er mayim chayim, a spring of life. Kodim she'ekt menu pasuk acha, before the second pasuk of kehoker bayir meimeha, so too will the bad flow out. Tarei akonah bechalim, if somebody sees a stick in his dream, a reed, he should say konah rotzis lo yishbar, he should say the reed will not break. Kodim she'ekt menu pasuk acha, hinei botachta lecha al mishenes hakonah harotzis, before this other pasuk, which is mashma reading being a bad thing. The Gemara now says a different track and starts to explain things for the good. Tan Rabbanan Aroya Kana Bechalim, if somebody sees a reed in his dream, Yitzape L'Chochma, he should expect to be Zoyche to Chochma. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Kinei Chochma, from the Lashon Kinei, which is a reed, Chochma. Konim, if he sees many reeds, Yitzape L'Bina, he should be expecting to get, you expect to be zeicha to understanding. Shenemar U'Bechol Kinyoncha, Kinei, in plural, Bina. Unbelievable. Amr Bzeira, Reb Zera says Kara, which is like a gourd, or Kaira, which is the strip of a, if a person peels a baby a palm tree, Kira, which is wax, and Kanya, which is a stick, all those are cool to Ma'alu L'chelma, are good for dreams. In other words, if you see any of those in a dream, it's a good sign. Tanya, Gemara says, Ein Marin Diluin, we do not, the dreamer doesn't, is not shown Diluin, Ela L'misha Hu Yorei Shemayim B'chol Koicha, unless somebody is a super Yorei Shemayim. Harei Ashor B'chalim, if somebody sees a ox in his dream, Yashkin V'yemre, he should get up and say, B'char Sherei Hadar Lai, he should say the pasuk of B'char Sherei Hadar Lai, before, Kodim She'ekim Menu Pasuk Achar, before he hits another pasuk, which is, B'chi Gach Shor Es Ish, the pasuk of when a shor will damage a person. Tan Rabbanan Chamisha Devarim Ne'emru Bishar. There are five things that are said about Ashar. Ha'ichel Mibisar. If somebody eats from its flesh, he is Misasher. It's a sign that he's going to get rich. Nagchay. If he is gored by the Shar, it's a good sign. Having Lebanim Shemin Nagchem Batera. It's a sign that his children will, you know, fight in Torah. Nashchay. If he gets bitten, Yisurim Ba'amalav. That's a bad one. It means he will have Yisurim. But if he gets kicked, it's Derech Ruchayka Nizdamanoi. He's going to have to go on a long journey. And Ruchavai, if he's riding on the Shar, then Oyle LeGedula, he's going to get Zoicha to Godless, to greatness. Says the Gemara, V'hatanya, it's not mashma like that. Okay, one second. The Gemara says it's a good thing. It says Rechavei Mace. If somebody sees somebody riding on a donkey on a shar, it means it's a terrible sign. It means that he's Mace Chas V'Shalom. The Gemara says like Kasha. Ha, it depends on what you were seeing. Ha, the Rechiv Hu L'Soira. And if you're riding on the donkey, that's a good sign. That's a sign that you're going to go Ela L'Gedula. Ha, this person is foretold for the bad, that's the Rachav Torah L'Didei. That's where the Shar was riding on top of him. The Gemara continues, Arei Chamor B'Chalim. If somebody sees a donkey in his dream, Yitzap Eli Yeshua, you should be expecting to get a Yeshua. Shenemar Hinei Malkeich Yovelach, as it says, the king will come, Tzadik Ben Noishahu, Oni Barichav Ela Chamor. Talking about Mashiach, and he's going to be riding on a donkey. Harei chasul b'chalim, if somebody sees a cat in his dream. Ba'azot dekaru le'shunra, in a city that they call it a shunra. So that's going to a connotation of shenazis le'shira ne'ah. They're going to sing nicely. It's going to be a good thing. But shinra, if it's a place that they call a cat a shinra, that's mashma nasu le'shinoy ra. That means that they're showing him that things are going to take a turn for the worse. Chas v'shalom. Harei anovim b'chalim, if somebody sees grapes in a dream. Levanos, if he sees white ones, Sabain Bismanam, whether it's a time for them whether he sees them at a time that they're supposed to get ripe, or Bain Shalib Bismanam, or at a time that they're not ripe, Yafais, it's good, it's a good sign. It doesn't say what a good sign is. Shechiris, if he sees black grapes, so then Bismanon, if he sees them at the right time, Yafais, it's a good sign. Shalib Bismanam, if it's at the bad, if it's Shalib Bismanam, it's Rois, it is a bad sign. If somebody sees a white horse in his dream, bein benachas, whether it's standing, or bein beradav, whether it's running, yafale, it's a good sign. Adoim, if it's a red horse, then benachas, if it's staying still, then yafale, it's a good sign. Beradav, if it's running, kosher, it's a bad sign. Haray Yishmael b'chalim, if somebody sees Yishmael in his dream, that's tefilas nishmas. It means his tefila will be answered, just like it says in the pasuk, Uli Yishmael Shemaitich. However, Davki Yishmael ben Avram, that's only if you see actually Yishmael ben Avram. How do you know if it's Yishmael ben Avram? Either he's wearing a name tag, hi, my name is Yishmael ben Avram, or you just know these things. When you're in a dream, you happen to know, like, I just know. Taya ba'alma, aval taya ba'alma, but if it's just a stam in Arab, loy. Haraya gomol b'chalim, if somebody sees a camel in his dream, misa niknisa loy, then he is destined, he had a knas on him for death. Mina shamayim, however, v'hitzilu mimena, however he was saved from it. I'm not sure exactly where we see that. Amar Rav Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, my Kro, what does the pasuk say? Vanoichi ered imcha mitzvayma, vanoichi alech agam aloi. So the Gemara explains that. Because it says, and I will go down to you in the Tzvayim, and I will bring you out. And the nutrikon, the beginning tevas of the words gam Allah is gamal. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Meihachar, Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak says in a different source, it says gam Hashem he'ever chatoscha loy somus. The word gam at the beginning, and is mashma the word gamal? I guess gam loisamos. Wow. Okay. Haroy Pinchas b'chalim. If somebody sees Pinchas, that is hella nasale. I guess again, you just happen to know that it's Pinchas. It means a wonder is going to happen to him, a great wonder. Okay. Haroy Pil b'chalim. If somebody sees an elephant, plois, super wonders nasale are going to happen to him. Pilim. If he sees multiple elephants, pile plois. Multitude of wonders is going to happen to him. Nasulai. But Hatanya says the Gemara, Komi nechayis yafin lechalim chutzmin apilim and akoif. All animals are good for a dream except for a elephant and a monkey. So the Gemara says, Lekasha, Hadim is sorry. It depends if it has a saddle on the back. If it has a saddle on the back, so then it's a good sign. Without a saddle, then ha delimasarig, and then it's a bad sign. Okay, so we'll stop here. Have a great day.